We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Please. He's Todd Pyro.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. Really manly. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. I know you all view me as an erudite and scholarly individual. That has nothing to do with the conversation.
Nothing but a good time.
All right, anchor of Fox and Friends first this morning, Todd Pyro on the phone with us. How are you, buddy?
You know, it's the first time I've looked at your picture that you tweet out that's on your Twitters.
Yes,
and
yes.
I studied it in depth this morning. You're pretty jacked, Mark Cox.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that, Todd.
You have guns.
Oh,
I have guns.
And not the ones that are in front of the Supreme Court. You have arms that are guns.
You're the man. I appreciate
did
you saying that.
Did he send you a check, Todd?
Yeah, well, I'm sending him a T-shirt
no, you know
when
what,
he gets there.
You know what he did try to send me? And we have an update. On Shirtgate, T-Shirtgate. I know President Trump, not a fan of apologizing,
no.
But I am going to apologize to the great listeners of St. Louis. It turns out that I may have fat-fingered my address.
Oh.
Instead of 1211 Avenue of the Americas, I put 1212 Avenue of the Americas, and the shirt got sent back.
It is stunning. It's a stunning move. We got it back in the mail, and it was a little tattered, but it was intact. So I rebundled it, repackaged it, and mailed it off again to the correct address.
Now, we are going to wait and see if all those scathing comments I made about our mail service here are true, because until I get it in hand, I still stand behind my tirade.
Yeah, that's okay. We're trying. That's the important thing. So when you get it, we'll talk about it next week. I think that's fantastic.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You know,
so how are you guys? Did you have a great bird day?
We did. It was the weather here was great compared to most parts of the country. We did great.
Yeah, I drove through 2 hours of snow this morning. It was a white-knuckle drive, but I arrived here safe and sound. Only a few deer were killed, and everything's good.
Nice, nice. You know, I saw your Twitter post this morning when you were walking around the newsroom there in Fox with your video that you did, and you pointed out that you got up extra early and left early, and it only took you about 10 minutes longer than normal.
Yeah, it really wasn't too bad. I'm exaggerating for radio. You're trying to sell the story. No, it wasn't too bad. I mean, once I got to the shoreline-ish and sort of drove along the Sound, it was rain. So I survived. We all survived the snow apocalypse, and we'll get another one in a few weeks, and it'll be the same thing. Oh, my God, it's snow. Meantime, I remember growing up, we had snow a lot, and nobody made a big deal of it. Just going to say.
Isn't it amazing? It's winter, it snows, and we freak out. We do.
Yep.
And I'll be a little network observation here in flyover country. If there's a snowstorm about to hit New York or the East Coast, it's the biggest story in the nation.
Yeah, because the producers that are putting the shows together, I thought about this today, you know, they're the ones that have to deal with it. Whereas, you know, if you're putting together a show in New York and something happens in St. Louis, it depends the severity of it, because is that affecting you? No. Is it affecting your family? Well, maybe not, probably not, unless you have family that lives in St. Louis. And so as a result, the myopic vision, it's my world, it's what impacts me, what impacts my life, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
By the way, I just called out the producers in all TV, the mailroom at Fox. I'm not going to have a job or an office to go to for next week. So next week's segment canceled.
Well, hopefully they're not listening in the background there, Todd, because
good point.
Yeah, that they could be on our radio.com app, I guess, listening to the show.
Because everybody is.
Everybody,
I mean,
most
the nation.
Do.
Transfixed.
It's nation. We're nationwide now. It's almost like our own network. It's good. It's good stuff.
So what else? What else?
No,
you got
no, no,
from
no. I just wondered if you heard the Joe Biden thing earlier this week, and maybe you can help explain to me why this thing has suddenly come out again, right? Because we had the whole corn pop thing that he did a while back.
Corn pop was a bad dude.
So we had that
corn pop. Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. But then I start hearing this soundbite from Joe Biden talking about his hairy legs and how much he enjoys having kids on his lap.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
I thought that was something from the campaign trail in Iowa, and I found out it was from the same speech that he gave about Corn Pop, but nobody noticed it at first.
I mean, and that's a problem for two reasons. One, it sort of underscores the narrative that the media is trying its best, or at least maybe was trying its best, to protect Joe Biden. You know, maybe we can go back to is because of everything that's going on with impeachment and so on and so forth. But two, I'd like to raise another issue besides the actual serious one that could impact everybody's life if he does become the commander in chief. To the extent that he doesn't, am I alone in thinking whoever signs him for like a daily Snapchat thing where they just put him in a crowd, they sell the access, the sponsorship to his like 30-second Snapchat. He's going to say something absolutely ridiculous in front of a crowd every single day. Think of the gold. I would watch that. Yeah. I saw this thing. I started cracking up. I was rolling on the ground.
It's true. I mean, he's sort of a walking gaffe. He opens his mouth and something like this rolls out.
But I don't even know if this is a gaffe anymore. Like, I think this is comedy. Like, this is better. You can't write this stuff. If they tried to write this stuff on SNL, it wouldn't work. This is legitimate comedy. Like, we all make gaffes. I make gaffes all the time. I say something stupid on air. Oh, it's a gaffe. This is unintentional comedy that is, you know, better than they can write in Hollywood.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And the Biden people have to, I mean, they must be begging him, just like Trump's people do sometimes, to stick to the teleprompter. So stick to the speech and don't try to be a homie Joe, you know, or the Mr. Hometown. What's he call himself? Pennsylvania Joe or something? I don't know. Small Town Joe. He tries to play that all the time. And then the malarkey bus tour.
Because everybody under the age of 80 always uses the word malarkey in their day-to-day conversation. I mean, look, that just underscores how off he is during this entire process. And, you know, at some point, I don't know. I'm amazed that he is able to continue. It just shows that name recognition is what it is. But you raised an interesting point earlier. You know, maybe he needs to stick to the teleprompter more. He hasn't done it for the first 70-plus years of his life, especially campaigning. I'm serious. And so, yeah. You know, you really can't teach an old dog new tricks. And he's had to learn a lot of new tricks because what worked for the first, you know, up until 2016 of his political career is drastically different over the last 3 years.
So, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
Yeah, some gun control advice from a Joe Biden. He's been at it for a long time.
I mean, if he's going after Corn Pop, that's one thing. Because as we know, Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. There's no doubt about it.
He wasn't a good dude.
I want you to put your lawyer hat on a minute here and talk to me about this.
Always dangerous.
play cut number 13 with Elizabeth Warren, please.
As a presidential candidate, what are your thoughts on the Electoral College?
I want to get rid of it. So here's my goal. My goal is to get elected and then to be the last American president elected by the Electoral College.
What about that? How did Elizabeth Warren, who at some point made $400,000 a year as a college professor, fail the history courses where they explained why in our representative republic that we need the Electoral College to make sure that people in Missouri and Montana and Iowa have a say in whoever's in the White House?
And that's exactly right. I want a law that says Todd Pyro doesn't have to pay taxes, but that wouldn't be fair to the rest of the nation. The reason, like you said, and like, you know, history has said, not just Mark Cox, but, you know, history, the reason we have this is to give everybody a say in the process. Because, and the reason that people are clapping, and obviously the reason Elizabeth Warren is pushing for this, is because the Democrats would just mobilize cities and they'd be good for the end of time.
Yeah,
you know, but, you know, notice that people of both parties can get their say in the Electoral College, vis-a-vis the Electoral College. And so, you know, these framers, if you will, founding fathers, they weren't too dumb when they were coming up with how to create a society. And, you know, quite frankly, they've created the greatest nation in the world. So, you know, was everything perfect? No, nothing's perfect in life. But at the end of the day, they've done a pretty good job. And, you know, it's like we are unnecessarily wanting to undo the things that they put in place to prevent us from becoming one of these horrible situations that we see in other countries.
Yeah, it's like what Ben Franklin had the quote, didn't he? We've given you a republic if you can keep it. Maybe I'm paraphrasing him there, but that's basically what he said about it. It's true.
And maybe I'm exaggerating, but I feel like now we're under the greatest threat from idiocy.
Yes.
And from a lack of historical understanding. You know, I'm not saying Republicans are always right, Democrats always right, but some of the ideas that are being espoused now, you know, they're asinine.
Yeah.
Can I say that on radio? Is that a clean word?
Okay. That is a clean word. We're good with that. Hey, you know, last week we had a caller who called in who wanted one of your signed autograph photos. Remember that? Well, he's on the
phone. But you never gave me the address.
He's on the phone again. Well, we've got a couple of your photos still here signed, which we got out in the mail, right? He's on the phone again because I think he wants to start his own fan club here in St. Louis. Hold on.
Is this Brian?
Todd, this is Brian McKenna, the president of the Todd Pyromaniacs fan club. As always, it is an honor and a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
It is an honor and privilege to speak with you, my only fan other than my mom.
Todd, before we begin, do you mind if I recite the Pyromaniacs Pledge of Allegiance?
Not only do I not mind, I demand it.
Okay, thank you so much. I pledge allegiance to Todd Pyro and the entire crew at Fox News, and to the conservative values for which they stand, one network under Todd Pyro, incredibly talented, with witty commentary and perspective for all.
Well, here's my problem with it, and I know this is going to be a very serious retort to something that is obviously meant to be silly. I don't love the changing the Pledge of Allegiance, because we do so many stories and we talk so often about ruining, the part of our history that we espouse and that we love. So I would ask that you not use that song. May I suggest you rewrite the song, if you can, using the Baby Got Back. If we could do that, I would feel a lot better about this. Because we wouldn't be insulting the pledge, we wouldn't be insulting the flag, nor would we be insulting Sir Mix-a-Lot. In fact, I would imagine he would appreciate this.
Todd, I'm on it. I promise that's going to be the first thing we do at our next meeting.
Are you meeting with him, Todd?
How many people are at these meetings? I need a number between 1 and 1.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, actually. I just want to let anyone know, if they are interested in joining the Pyromaniacs, we meet every third Wednesday of the month in the produce section of Aldi's.
Right. I thought you were going to say, we meet every sixth Wednesday of the month. And we meet on Mars.
That's good. Brian, we appreciate the phone call, my friend. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Brian. We appreciate it. But we got to get Brian some paper with my ink on it.
Heck yeah.
We'll do it.
We're on it.
We love you.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Love you too, Brian.
Yeah,
see you, Brian. Brian, that dude is going to come back with some Sir Mix-a-Lot next week.
You know he will.
Expect it.
It's the dream. I mean, it's a dream. That's all we can ask.
We'll get him. I'm sure we've got some photos left, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, Todd sent us some photos.
You mean they haven't jumped off the shelf? I can't believe this, Mark.
No, we did know. We gave one away last week. We mailed it out to a winner, a Linda. Is the one that won it from Shrewsbury.
Was she really a winner?
She's a winner.
Was she?
Should we give another one away? What do you think?
Of course.
All right. How about caller 9, 314-241-9797. You can have your own personally signed a Todd Pyro headshot from Fox and Friends. It'll be
and
awesome.
And you get an honorary membership to the Todd Pyro fan club, apparently.
I know. That's
true. Remember, the sixth Wednesday of every month in Mars. Got to make it.
Todd, have fun up there today, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll do, guys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.